What Jesus is doing in today's gospel is a spiritual checkup for his people. You see, what happened is this tower fell down and crushed and killed 18 people, and people were saying, well, that must be what they get for being such bad sinners. Obviously, they must have done something to deserve that, and God knew, and he's the great smiter in the sky who finds out all that stuff and gets us. And people actually thought that these people were worse sinners or had done more bad stuff than they had done, and that's why the bad things happened to them. And Jesus is saying, listen, if that's the way that we're looking at things, we are messed up. Because we're all in need of conversion and growth. You know, we have the difficulty in seeing that old phrase, that the tree, you'll know the tree by its fruits. And then Jesus in his parable says, listen, there's no fruit on this tree. That means there's something wrong with the tree. That's how we can tell what's going on in our lives. We can't impute secret sins and secret faults to people. But what's going on? What are the fruits of their life? And if there's no fruits on the tree of our life, that means there's an interior lifelessness. But we find still Jesus, even when the person comes, the owner of the tree comes and wants to cut it down, there's the gardener that says, no, let me till the soil, let me fertilize. And that's Jesus. That's Jesus with us. He doesn't want to tear us down, but he wants to heal us in our roots. So that he wants to heal us in our hearts, so that we can begin to produce good fruit. The danger comes for us is when we compare ourselves to others rather than Jesus. And that's what the people in the gospel were doing. They're saying, I'm so much better than them, and that's why I didn't die. That's why the tower didn't fall on me. They're so much worse than me. That's why it fell on them. And we are so good at comparing ourselves to others and saying we're doing pretty good. And we're usually good at that because we pick their worst fault and we compare it to our best attribute. And we say, I'm doing a lot better than them. Well, anybody can do that. You do that, even I can look good. Rather, our interior well-being is revealed by the exterior fruits of our spiritual life. And that's what Paul is saying in today's second reading as well. He's like, remember all this stuff that happened in the desert? They all saw the cloud. They all went through the Red Sea. They all ate this amazing bread from heaven. They all drank water that came out of a rock. That's amazing. But God was displeased with many of them. Or God was not pleased with most of them, it said, because they weren't bearing fruit. They all saw these amazing things, but how many let it into their hearts and let that change their lives? And he says these things happened so as to be an example for us, that we might not do the things that they did. We need to constantly do a good spiritual checkup. And an example of a good, healthy spiritual checkup for me is Pope St. John the 23rd. For all of the older people here who were alive when Pope John the 23rd was Pope, most everybody who was alive at that time loves John the 23rd. He was such a humble man, and he was just so practical in the way he lived out his faith. And there's a story that John the 23rd liked to go and visit prisons, even when he was Pope. Because this is a corporal work of mercy. And he knew that he wanted to be living these fruits in his life. And so he took time from whatever it was popes need to do all day, which I'm sure is more than me. And he went and would go visit the prisons. And this one prison, they would never take him into this certain cell. And every time he would pass this cell, the guy in the cell would run to the back. And the Pope said, well, let me into that cell one day to the guards. And they're like, oh, no, Holy Father, you don't want to go in there. No, no, no. And so the next time he's like, no, I want to go in the cell. And they're like, oh, no, no, Holy Father. And he's like, no, I want to go into this cell. And like, Holy Father, you don't want to go in there. That guy killed his wife. And the Holy Father said, open the door. What are you going to do? Say no to the Pope? And so the soldiers opened the cell door, and the Pope came and stood in the doorway. And the man ran to the back of the room, as always. He's like, get out of here. Get away from me. Get away. And the Pope just stood there saying nothing. He's like, you don't know what I've done. Get away. I killed my wife. And the Pope stood there for a minute, and then he said, you know, I've never been married, but if I had, maybe I would have killed my wife too. You see, the Pope wasn't saying, I'm so much holier because I'm the Pope and you're in prison. But he knew that none of us is above a fall. And he did not know the circumstances this man was in. Whether it was a grave mistake that he always regretted for his whole life, whether it was an accident, who knows? He knows he doesn't know. And he knows that I'm no better than this guy. We're all sinners. We all are in need of repentance. And that man came running from the corner of his cell and embraced the Pope. Because in that moment, he experienced mercy. Someone looked past his sin and saw him. And that gave him hope that God could do that too. John the 23rd daily sought to live in his exterior actions what was going on and coursing through the interior actions of his heart. And that bore fruit in his life. Today, my brothers and sisters, is an invitation to a spiritual checkup, an invitation to a fruitful spiritual life. One of the best examinations of conscience that I've ever done is simply going through the book of Galatians, where Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, self-control, chastity. Are these fruits abundant in our lives? Is my life bearing these fruits? If not, where is the Lord calling me to conversion? And every single time I've done this, and I've sat down and say, okay, I'm not particularly joyful right now. Why is that? You know, I've never discovered that it was a problem with the Holy Spirit rather than me. It's always something in my heart that is blocking the sap of His grace of flowing through and bearing fruit in my life. You see, my brothers and sisters, God's plan for us is that we be and experience joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, self-control, and chastity. And when those fruits aren't abundant and obvious and present in our lives, we're usually the ones doing something to stop it. We need to avoid comparing ourselves to others. Start comparing ourselves to Jesus Christ. And when we do that, we will be like Moses. We'll see this fire that purifies but doesn't consume. There'll be a fire in our heart that burns with love for Jesus but yet doesn't destroy us. And we will experience the grace as we repent of our sins. We will see the grace of God coming in and through our lives and bearing good fruits for the kingdom. Offer to Jesus your repentance and see how He will cause His grace to bear fruit in your life.